Good afternoon, 4:30 and 46 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
Just some mind-bogglingly low prices just in time for Thanksgiving. Prices as low as $1.38 today.
That's the price of gas today in Henderson. Kentuckians traveling this week should see lower costs at the pump all over the Commonwealth. Two people are arrested in connection with the murder of a Mount Sterling man 4 years ago. And the Rowan County School Board decides tonight if it'll accept a $2 million bid for the school administration building. In sports, the Bills and Patriots clash in Monday Night Football. Bud Lou cast the Stocks. Clear and cold this evening. Low around 30. The complete forecast is coming up after this news. Two men have been arrested in connection with the robbery and murder of a Montgomery County resident 4 years ago. We get details from MSPR's Jacob Lindberg.
The Mount Sterling Advocate reports 31-year-old Cody Wayne Hall of Clay City and 53-year-old Nikki Allen Miller of Stanton are charged with first-degree robbery and murder in the December 2011 killing of 52-year-old Paul Brewer. The victim was found with multiple gunshot wounds in his apartment after he failed to meet his sister for a doctor's appointment. Montgomery Sheriff Fred Shortridge says Brewer attained a sum of money shortly before his death, and he believes the two suspects were aware of that. They reportedly gained entry to Brewer's Mount Sterling residence with the help of two alleged prostitutes and killed him during the robbery. Shortridge is expecting charges to be filed against the women soon. For MSPR, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
A date has been set for the murder trial of a 25-year-old Lewis County man, according to the Maysville Ledger Independent. Circuit Judge Robert Conley sat the trial of John Garcia in the stabbing death of David Reed for June 13th. Police say the 46-year-old victim was stabbed multiple times in Reed's Black Oak home in February 2014. The killing reportedly followed an argument between the two men. Garcia claims Reed threatened him prior to the altercation. Lexington police are investigating the death of an 18-year-old man. The Fayette County coroner tells local media that the victim was found dead Sunday night in the driver's seat of an SUV in northeast Lexington. An autopsy performed today indicated that Jamal Trey Gossett died from a gunshot wound. Police are investigating the death as a homicide. A 23-year-old Fleming County woman is in critical condition at the UK Medical Center following a traffic accident in Sharkey. Kentucky State Police say Michelle Gully was hurt Sunday when her car left State Route 158 and smashed into a tree. She was airlifted from the scene. An Ashland man's request to pay less in restitution for his role in an alleged motorcycle theft ring has been denied by a federal judge. Here is MSPR's Michael Gustin.
According to the Ashland Independent, U.S. District Judge Gregory Van Tatenhove ruled last week that Mark Justice will still have to pay close to $220,000 for the motorcycles which were stolen in 2006. Justice asked to pay less because he was not closely connected to the case, and with his limited earnings, it will be hard for him to repay that amount. However, Van Tatenhove rejected both arguments. Justice was convicted back in March of 2013, along with another man, Richard Dickey Mead, after being found guilty of replacing parts on stolen bikes and reselling them with different titles. Justice was given 18 months in prison, while Mead received 2 years. For Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Michael Gustin, reporting.
The Rowan County School Board holds a special meeting tonight to determine whether or not it will accept a bid from Moorhead State University for the district's administration building. It was the lone bidder for the structure, which sits on the west side of its campus. MSU made a $2 million offer for it. Superintendent Marvin Moore says if the Rowan District can work out a deal to sell the facility to the university, it would be a win-win for both.
And they need it, and we want them to have it. And in return, we've always wanted the community technical college facility out there, and we're in the process of making that happen. So if we all work together, I think we can make good things happen for Moorhead State, for Lamb County, and our entire surrounding counties and communities.
As Moore notes, the district wants to sell its administration building so it can use the proceeds from that sale to help purchase the facility currently housing the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College. The founder and host of Kentucky Sports Radio will not run for Congress in the 6th District. Matt Jones made the announcement today on his radio show. Jones is a Democrat and had been pondering a challenge to incumbent Republican Andy Barr of Lexington. The broadcaster says he made the choice after conferring with friends, family, and other politicians. Jones says this just isn't the right time to make a bid for public office, but he won't rule it out at some point in the future. Republican Governor-elect Matt Bevin says politics will not be a factor when he decides on appointments to his administration. Bevin tells CN2's Pure Politics only three things matter.
I'm not playing political games. I'm not even a little bit. This is none of the appointments that I'm making. I'm looking for people of character. I'm looking for people with competence. I'm looking for people that are committed to the Commonwealth. I'm not looking to play political games. I'm not looking for some kind of what's politically correct or looks good from the outside. None of that.
Bevin talked about his appointments following a speech in Lexington last week before the Kentucky Association of Counties. There have been predictions that the new governor would name House Democrats to state government positions to give Republicans a better chance to win a majority in the House next year. A federal grand jury has charged a Magoffin County magistrate with vote buying. WKYT reports Gary Rooster Reisner won his position in the 2014 general election and is on the county's fiscal court today. He, along with his wife, Tammy Jo Reisner, Mason Daniels, and Scott McCarty, have all been indicted in the case. The four are charged with conspiracy, as well as varying counts of vote buying between them. The charges have a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Morgan and Clark are among the counties that will receive post-election audits of the November 3rd general election. That's according to Assistant Deputy Attorney General Mitchell Denham, who says that the election results of 6 counties are routinely examined following a primary or general election. He says the other counties to be audited are Bullitt, McCreary, Hardin, and Harrison.
We'll interview the clerks in each county, and we'll examine the post-election reports filed by the counties. It's not a recount. It's not a recanvass. It's just a pretty simple audit. In the past, we have had cases develop from these audits, criminal cases develop. Most of our cases, though, develop that we do end up investigating develop from the election fraud hotline.
Denham spoke at a press conference in Frankfort. He says that election fraud hotline received 52 complaints from 27 different counties stemming from the election earlier this month. Well, headed into the Thanksgiving holiday, gas prices in Kentucky are at their lowest level in many years. The average price for regular unleaded fuel in the Commonwealth today is $1.90. Patrick DeHaan is an analyst with GasBuddy.com.
A drop of nearly 20 cents versus a week ago when prices averaged $2.10. Some of the cheapest gas that we've seen now in some 7 years taking place. Some of those ultra-low prices of $1.41 across the state may disappear. Thankfully, I don't see much of a bump in prices elsewhere in Kentucky.
The lowest price in Moorhead today is $1.99. It's also $1.99 in Flemingsburg and $1.87 in Maysville. It appears a new four-way stop in downtown Moorhead will be sticking around. Back in the summer, City Council decided to erect stop signs at the intersection of Main Street and Batson Oaks Drive on a trial basis to see if that would slow traffic through that part of town and make it more pedestrian-friendly. Mayor Jim Tom Trent says while council's not made a final decision yet about the situation, everything is working out as planned.
We've had no accidents there. I'm sure there's been near misses, just like there are at every intersection, but we've had no accidents, and we've not had a real negative input from it. Almost everybody I talk to says they like it. They think it slows traffic down. I've talked to a lot of the students, who use those intersections to go back and forth. They say it makes it easier to get across.
Trent expects the flashing red light at the intersection to remain in place in order to help warn drivers that they're approaching the busy four-way stop. Governor Beshear is hailing the latest unemployment numbers as a sign that the state is on a healthier path as Matt Bevin prepares to take over. Josh James has details.
When asked about his biggest achievement in office, Beshear points first to the economic recovery that saw huge swings in the Commonwealth's unemployment rate. At the height of the recession in 2009, Kentucky's jobless numbers nearly hit 11%. And while the downtick has been slow over the last 7 years, the governor says new data from the State Office of Employment and Training are reason for optimism.
As of last month, our unemployment rate is now down to 4.9%. It is lower than it's been in anybody's memory. And that just means people are working again. Our wages are going up. So that's exciting, and we're creating a lot of jobs.
But Governor-elect Bevin has been skeptical of job numbers cited by Beshear, instead pointing to figures he says show about 71,000 fewer Kentuckians working today than when the Democratic governor took office. Those numbers come from a household study that samples workers, while the administration is relying primarily on data from employers. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary claims societies that define marriage as anything other than a union between a man and a woman are contributing to a broader erosion of that society. Dr. Albert Moeller argues the point in his new book, We Cannot Be Silent. The Louisville resident discussed the publication Sunday on KET's One to One with Bill Goodman.
Anything that damages marriage as the conjugal union of a man and a woman, respected as the central institution of society, should be expected to lead to further social pathologies and to the breakdown of the family.
Moeller says if the purpose of marriage is procreation, anything that undermines that does harm to society. A new Department of Housing and Urban Development study shows homelessness in Kentucky declined 31% between 2010 and 2015, but the director of Ashland's homeless shelter is expecting the facility to be filled to capacity this winter. Debbie Sivas says Boyd County's homeless are not as obvious as they are elsewhere.
We just don't see it as readily here as you would in a major city. You don't see them sitting at the street corners and that kind of thing. Some people are going from place to place. Many people are staying in a car. Sometimes they have to get help to stay in a motel room for a night or two. Many are in the shelters.
Sivas says her Shelter of Hope has 10 apartments, and the Salvation Army in Ashland also operates an emergency shelter. She says both will likely be busy over the next several months. And finally this afternoon, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife would like to stock the pond in Ashland's Central Park and encourage people to fish there. City Commissioner Kevin Gunderson says it's part of a new program called Fishing in the Neighborhood.
This will spark kids into fishing and folks of all ages to take up fishing. Currently, we have some sort of city ordinance that prevents that. This will require an ordinance modification.
Gunderson has asked Ashland's Parks Director to meet with representatives of the Fish and Wildlife Department to get further information on the request. And here is the weather forecast for the MSPR listing area, including the counties of Carter, Rowan, and Mason. Tonight, cold, mostly clear, lows around 30 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 50s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. On Thanksgiving Day, look for partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And then on Friday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the lower 60s. Around the region, it is 45 in Ashland, 46 degrees in Flemingsburg and Inez, 50 degrees in Lexington, 47 in Winchester, and on the campus of Morehead State University. Sunshine and 46 degrees. 4:45, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It is great to have your company on this Monday afternoon. On our feature segment, there was much to celebrate after the Kentucky Association of Healthcare Facilities annual conference this year. MSPR's Jordan Simonson has that story.
A model was introduced after new federal Medicaid and Medicare regulations were introduced in July, and they're changing the way long-term care facilities are reimbursed. The model is called value-based purchasing, which focuses on the outcome and quality of care. Mary Ousley of Richmond is president of Ousley & Associates, which acts as a consulting strategist for nursing centers.
When a patient enters a hospital or a nursing home, what did they go in for and what did they look like when they left that either nursing center, hospital, or even a home health agency? And it's about paying for those outcomes.
Ousley adds that the new model comes just in time for the rapid changes to the regulations to the Medicaid and Medicare systems.
We're moving away just from volume of services to what is termed value-based purchasing, where we truly tie the quality of services being provided to the cost of that care.
With these new steps to reimburse the quality of care being offered at care centers, Kentucky is joining a national initiative to improve the health and personal care efforts of nursing homes. Ousley says the Commonwealth is just one of three states being honored as a forerunner of this initiative.
Kentucky is a leader in quality and has always focused on quality delivery, quality services, and our outcomes of care demonstrate that. We're either equal to or better than many, many states.
The new system reimbursements depend on the care given to a resident in the home and then the outcome of that care. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.
4:47, you are listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. All Things Considered from NPR is coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Jared has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery, exquisite art treasures, 46 West 2nd Street in downtown Maysville. Eat Gallery features fine jewelry created by artisans from across America and natural pieces found all over the world. Eat Gallery offers handmade heirlooms, earrings, bracelets, pocket knives, rings, and necklaces. Open Tuesdays through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eat Gallery can be reached at 606-564-5578 and online at eatgallery.com.
NFL action in the Northeast tonight. Good evening, reporting for Morehead State Public Radio. I'm Jared Wesley. The 5-4 Buffalo Bills will look to derail the Patriots from the undefeated ranks in Monday Night Football. MSPR's Michael Gustin has the coverage.
New England will try to defend its home turf tonight against a Buffalo team trying to remain in the AFC East division race. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady needs a new go-to target, with Julian Edelman out because of a broken foot. The Bills will likely lean on running backs LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams, who combined for 358 yards rushing and four touchdowns in the last two games. It has been tough sledding for Buffalo and Foxborough. The Bills have lost 27 of their last 30 games there. For Morehead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Michael Gustin reporting.
It was a rough Sunday night for the Cincinnati Bengals, who fell in the desert to Arizona 34-31. An unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Bengals defensive tackle Domantha Peko helped set up Chandler Catanzaro's game-winning 32-yard field goal with 2 seconds to play. The kick spoiled a late Cincinnati comeback that saw quarterback Andy Dalton and his team tie the game with a touchdown and a field goal with under 4 minutes remaining.
No, it's tough. We left too much time. They did a good job of, you know, completing some big passes down the field, got them in field goal range. It's tough to for it to end this way.
Dalton passed for 315 yards and two touchdowns for the 8-2 Bengals, who host St. Louis next Sunday. Things are much brighter today around the Kentucky football team's camp. Saturday's 58-10 blowout win over Charlotte was just what the doctor ordered for Coach Mark Stoops' Wildcats, who'd gone into the game riding a 5-game losing streak.
It was a good team victory. got to play quite a few people, which was good. Got some starters out in the middle of the third quarter there, which was good. Hopefully give us a little rest, give us a little boost for this very important week this week. So overall, great team victory.
With hopes of still becoming bowl eligible, the 5-6 Cats in the regular season this coming Saturday by facing rival Louisville in the annual Governor's Cup battle. The Morehead State football team is headed into the offseason on the uptick. The Eagles finished their 2015 campaign with a 7-4 record after a 20-17 PFL win Saturday at Marist. As Coach Rob Tenyer notes, those seven wins are the most for MSU's program since 2007.
And six of those came in the Pioneer Football League, which is the most wins we've had in, I don't know, maybe in a long, long time or all time. But bottom line is this team worked tremendously hard in the offseason. They gave us an identity, our program an identity, and we just find ways to win games. And that's what championship teams do.
Tenyer says the next step for the Eagles is to win a Pioneer Football League title and go to the FCS playoffs. After a weekend victory at Northern Kentucky, the Morehead State men's basketball team is getting ready to meet Marshall tomorrow night at home. While the Eagles are off to a 2-1 start, junior point guard Corbin Collins maintains they're still a work in progress.
We're working every day. We don't want to be full force until conference tournament time. You know what I'm saying? That time where we come into the conference and conference tournament where we win the conference outright, and then we come into the tournament and winning that. So we just gonna keep on preparing, keep on working each and every day, going out there as hard as we possibly can, each game going out there as hard as we possibly can, and just keep working.
Tomorrow's contest at Johnson Arena against Marshall tips off at 7 o'clock. The Kentucky basketball team is at home tomorrow night, going up against Boston University. The Wildcats are 4-0, but head coach John Calipari is still trying to mold his young team together, something he has to do year in and year out.
What we do is very, very difficult, which is take young guys and try to make them a team, get them to play off of one another, get them to communicate. When they think they need to, they do. If they don't think they need to, they don't, because it's easier playing the other way.
Tip-off tomorrow is at 9 o'clock on the SEC Network in Rupp Arena. Eastern Kentucky University has relieved Dean Hood of his duties as head football coach. Director of Athletics Steve Lockmuller announced today, "I want to thank Dean for his service to Eastern Kentucky University," Lockmuller said. "These decisions are never taken lightly. After a careful review of our football program, I feel a change in leadership is needed." Hood compiled a record of 55-38 in 8 seasons as head coach. The 2015 squad finished 6-5 and in 4th place in the OVC with a 5-3 mark. A national search for Eastern Kentucky's next head football coach will begin immediately. Finally, tonight in sports, the Morehead State women's basketball team will try to edge above the 500 mark tonight. The 2-2 Eagles will be at Johnson Arena at 6 o'clock to face Mount St. Joseph's. MSU is scoring nearly 95 points a game right now, but junior forward Chase Steele says they're still adjusting to their new run-and-gun style of play.
We're kind of getting used to it because we never play a style where coach wants you to shoot as many threes, but all together we like it because it'll open up the post for the post players, and then whenever they lapse on the post, it open up the three, so it's a good offensive.
Mount St. Joseph's enters tonight's contest at MSU at 0-3 for the year. That will do it for Sports Tonight. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Jared Wesley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball hosts Mount St. Joseph tonight at 6, and men's basketball welcomes Marshall tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Tickets available from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office, 783-2386, or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. stocks closed mildly lower as investors eyed fluctuations in oil prices and looked ahead to economic reports in the shortened Thanksgiving holiday week. An early strength in oil helped the market averages, and at the end of the day, U.S. crude actually settled down 15 cents at $41.75 a barrel. The early strength was in large part to reports that members in the Saudi Arabian cabinet reiterated the kingdom's commitment to remain ready to work with other producing and exporting countries to stabilize oil prices. But that late weakness in crude oil actually sent the broader markets into negative territory. The Dow did finish with a loss of 31.13 at 17,792.68. The S&P 500 was down 2.58 at 2,086.59, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 2.44 at 5102.48. New York Stock Exchange breadth was actually 15 to 14 in favor of winning stocks over losers. Declines in Apple, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing weighed on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, while Home Depot was the best performer among your Dow Industrial stocks today. Consumer stocks, energy, and materials led S&P 500 advancers. Alcoa closed more than 4% higher as the top gainer in materials. According to sources, Elliott Management should disclose a 6.5% stake in Alcoa. Treasury bond prices were little changed today, with the 2-year yield finishing at 0.93% and the 10-year yield finishing slightly lower at 2.25%. Activist investor Carl Icahn said insurance giant American International Group is now too big to succeed and should separate into three public companies, and this news sent the stock up nearly 0.9%. CVC Capital and the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board announced today they will acquire Petco for $4.6 billion, and Pfizer closed 2.6% lower after announcing it will buy Allergan for about $160 billion in the biggest deal ever in the health sector. The transaction will allow the New York-based drug giant to relocate to Ireland and cut its U.S. tax burden. Shares of Allergan ended down 3.4%. Turning out to individual stocks, it was Ashland Incorporated down 28 cents at 112.11, AEP down 52 cents at 56.02, CSX down 81 cents at 29.08, AK Steel down 6 cents at 2.30, Marathon Petroleum up 46 cents at 56.39, and Community Trust Bank was unchanged at 36.13. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Kentucky Innovation Network at MSU. The Innovation Network supports and promotes entrepreneurship by providing business consulting to entrepreneurs, small businesses, innovative nonprofits, and inventors. The network also works in Eastern Kentucky schools to teach entrepreneurship and promote the high-tech industries of the future, such as drones and space science. To learn how the Innovation Network helps the entrepreneurs of today while encouraging the entrepreneurs of tomorrow, the phone number is 606-783-9535. 36.
And the weather forecast for the MSPR listing area, including the counties of Magoffin, Morgan, and Fleming. Tonight, cold, mostly clear, lows around 30 degrees. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 50s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. And then on Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. Around the region, 45 in Ashland, 46 in Flemingsburg and Inez, 50 degrees in Lexington. It is 47 degrees in Winchester and on the campus of Morehead State University, sunshine and 46 degrees. That'll do it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had assistance from Chuck Mraz, Tanner Boyd, Jared Wesley, Arlo Barnett, Jordan Simonson, Samantha Morrill, Braxton Howard, Michael Gustin, Jacob Lindberg, and Xavier Adkins. From WUKY, Josh James. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Dan Translator, W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.